break it down, down like this.
Hello and welcome everyone to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. My name is Hayden Sherman and with me this week is a man called Cameron Graves from New Zealand. He is the New Zealand cross country champ from 2019. He is a fantastic runner. He has a very cool Instagram and YouTube account, puts out wonderful content with his partner Alana, so do check that out. But this week he comes to us with a very, very cool workout. It is a gear-changing workout, and you'll need to pay attention a little bit because we switch from mile pace to 10K pace within each interval. So we do 1K reps, but we start at mile pace, and then we slow down to 10K pace, then we go back to mile pace, then 10K pace, and then back to mile pace. It's a fun one, but you'll need to keep your wits about you to crush this workout. All right, over to my interview with Cam Graves. So really privileged to have here today Cam Graves, one of New Zealand's top domestic distance runners and reigning New Zealand cross country champ. So welcome to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week.
Cheers, Hayden. Awesome to be here.
Yeah. Oh, great to have you in. And this workout sounds pretty exciting. So let's dive straight on into it. So five times 1K, but it's not as simple as it seems on the surface.
Yeah, it's not. I was introduced to this workout a couple of months ago by the good old coach Paul Hamlin.
Yeah, nice.
The workout here is 5 by a kilometre.
Yeah.
In between the Ks, it's a 2 to 2.5 minute recovery.
Yeah.
Jog or stand still, whatever you prefer.
Cool.
And each kilometre repeat is split into 200 metre increments. So from 0 to 200 meters, you're gonna be running at your repetition pace. So your mile goal pace.
Yeah.
From 200 to 400, you slow down a bit. That's gonna be your 10K pace. From 4 to 6, you jump back to that initial speed, your mile pace.
Cool.
600 meters to 800 meters, back to the 10K, and then over the last 200 of the K repeat, you're back at that fast pace. So
awesome.
Running at the repetition pace.
Cool.
Yeah.
So mile pace, and then 10K pace, mile pace, 10K pace, mile pace.
Yeah.
So fast, sort of steady, fast, steady, fast.
Yep.
No, fast, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. Well, that's a really exciting workout. And are you looking at your watch getting splits for each one, or is that sort of your coach's job?
Yeah, a bit of both. Yeah. Paul always tries to make it up and has his stopwatch on the side. But I think when you're going through 200 metres pretty quickly, you want to be looking at down your own watch, clicking the lap there, and then head up, doing the next 200, clicking it again, the 200 metre
mark. So you're hitting the lap every 200?
Yeah. That way afterwards you can see how you actually progress through the workout. See if you're hitting those splits, obviously, and then kind of the next time you do this session, maybe a couple of weeks' time, you can look back on it as well and see what you did just to compare.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And also, do you have a look at the total split? Is that something that you keep track of, for each K?
Yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's the emphasis of the workout.
Yeah.
Paul actually said to me as well, don't look at the end K split because you just want to concentrate on the fast 200s. That's the emphasis. Yeah.
So that's the main part that we're going for.
Yeah, because I think as runners, especially when you say, hey, we're doing kilometre repeats, you instantly think, yeah, I'm going to hit that hard time, I'm going to hit sub 250, sub 240, what are you going for?
Yeah.
But this time, nah, just concentrating on the emphasis, which is the fast 200s.
Choice.
Yeah.
Cool. Tell us about yourself. Like, when did you get into running? When did this bug hit you?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't actually a runner from too young of an age.
Yeah.
I played soccer my whole life. My initial dream in the sporting arena anyway was to go and play in the Premiership, play for Liverpool or Manchester United. As many Kiwi boys always look up to that.
Choice. Do you have a club that you follow in the EPL?
I used to just like Liverpool. Not sure why. I used to like Michael Owen. A few of my British mates at school growing up, obviously we're from Liverpool, so I just gravitated towards that. With running, I guess I was 16. I was playing first 11 footy at Rangitoto College. Mm-hmm. And I've always done cross country and things at school, but I just wanted to give endurance running a bit more of a crack.
Yeah. Were you good, like at primary school? Were you one of the top kids in your school?
Yeah. I was undefeated until fourth form at college. Every year I won the school crossy. Nice. But in the fourth one, got sent the wrong way and lost him the other day.
The streak's over.
Yeah. But yeah, at inter-school level, primary and stuff, I'd always come top 10, but never win it or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Just enjoyed getting out there and bare feet in the mud and giving it a go, you know?
Yeah.
Throwing down. Yeah, as I said, when I was 16 years old, I was up at college, just wanted to give running a bit of a go, and that's when my coach Paul Hammond had just kind of stepped off the track as a pro athlete and wanted to start coaching people.
Yeah.
So I was Paul's first kid, he started coaching.
Really? Still with him?
Yeah, still with him. The legend.
Meant to be.
Yeah. The dog. And then, yeah, just did track for a couple of years at college, coached my cross country, and yeah, progressed from there, really.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get, I know you've got the senior cross country title, but did you get any junior titles? Juniors?
I didn't get too many. I got the 3,000 metre schoolboys national champ title.
The track champs.
Yeah. Got a few like top five placings in the cross country and stuff like that. Cool. But I was never that good at high school. I was just, enjoying life, enjoying running, enjoying soccer still.
Cool.
Still wanting to go to Liverpool, you know?
Yeah, you're still playing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you play for now in Auckland?
I don't play soccer anymore at all. Yeah. I try to do a few, like, the summer social leagues, but when you're running full-time, you're going to get injured immediately. Yeah.
Cool. And what about your running now? Like, I know last year in 2019 you spent some time overseas. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'm pretty fortunate to have some cool connections in the running world. Last year being 2019, I went over to Cyprus with one of other Paul's athletes, Malcolm Hicks.
Yep.
Shout out Malcolm, legend. So Malcolm went to Doha, basically Doha World Champs, and we went to Cyprus with the New Zealand team first for a heat training camp.
Cool.
We were over there for a month, and I was Malcolm's training hack, so helping out a few big sessions, you know.
In the heat of Cyprus?
Yeah.
And was the whole point of that to just get that heat acclimatization?
Yep, absolutely, 100%. It was just trying to get used to running in that heat and humidity, get your body used to it, see what the different paces felt like, see the sweat rates, and just, do a bit of science behind the scenes.
Cool.
It was really interesting, had an awesome time. And then Malcolm went on to the World Champs in Doha and placed top 30.
Nice.
So legend.
Yeah.
So
that, that training hack work paid off.
Yeah. Helped him out with his diet too. Gave him a bit too much chocolate, you know, if that's alright.
Cool. And I saw you're also a resident photographer on the tour as well.
Yeah.
So tell us about that as well, because that's sort of, you were saying before, you studied accounting.
Yeah.
But you're definitely not doing any accounting at the moment.
Yeah, studied accounting, was in accounting in my profession for a year and absolutely hated it. So from there, my girlfriend Lara and I, who's good on the old Instagram, boyfriend's Instagram, jumped on there and started taking a few photos, enjoyed it, and that progressed, I guess, over 18 months, and it became my full-time job doing photos and videography for a few companies. So I shoot for like Adidas Runners Club, done some stuff for New Balance, and then a few just random jobs here and there.
Yeah.
So really enjoy getting behind the camera and taking a few snaps.
Yeah, love your work. And man, if there's any sports companies in particular, outdoors companies that want your work, definitely get in touch.
Yeah.
And while we're on that note, where can people follow you? You're on YouTube and Instagram?
On Instagram, it's just Cam Graves. And then on YouTube, Lana and I have a channel which is kind of sport-based, but also just adventures, because we like hiking and stuff down south.
Cool.
It's just Lana and Cam. So if you can follow us over there.
Wicked. So let's dive back into this workout. So what are you kind of going in feeling like? What do you sort of want to get out of the workout when you're on the start line of a workout like this?
Yeah, for sure. So as I said a wee bit earlier, the main emphasis is the speed portion. So what you want to get out of it is the actual change in pace. I guess with your traditional kilometer repeats, you're just running a constant pace, ticking them off, getting the workout in. But this one here, it's the emphasis between the slow portion where you're running the 10K repeat pace, and then you're accelerating pretty quickly into that fast mile pace.
Cool.
So the reason you want to emphasize that is when you're on the track and you're racing someone, and then, hey, look, you're coming down to the crunch end of the race, and then someone puts in a big kick, whether that's 400 metres out, 800 or even a K out, you're ready to react, and you're used to that.
Cool.
And hey, look, you may not be reacting, you may be the one putting in that spurt. It gives you a bit of a competitive advantage, I think. So that's what we're trying to get out of it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it sort of takes us back, like with Workout of the Week, we back in 2019, we did a block of fartlek training, and it was kind of similar ideas where you'd throw in faster bursts.
Yeah.
One of the key workouts we did was 3 minutes at your sort of lactate threshold, that sort of 1 hour pace, and then you'd throw in a 30-minute burst, nice and fast, like kind of mile pace.
Yeah.
A 30-second burst at the end of that 3 minute.
Big burst, 30 minutes?
Yeah. Good luck, 30 minutes of mile pace. Very slow mile pace. It's kind of same idea, and I guess this is perfect timing for us because those people who have done this workout doing the workout of the week for the last few weeks, we've been doing interval training, and then Camille Buscombe's session throwing those 400s, which were just up at 5k pace, so this is another progression.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you start to, let's say you start not hitting your marks, and you said before that the key is to get those fast portions, so you'd back off the slower portions then, the 10k pace bits?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, if you're kind of not quite hitting the mark on the faster ones, what you're going to do is just going to slow down the 200 meter 10k speed ones. So don't be scared to back off quite a bit. And as you get better at this workout and you get those 10k portions a little bit faster, then you can look at speeding up the 200 meters. That's why you speed up. As you progress, you never want to speed up the slow 210k.
Yes.
You just keep that constant.
Don't progress that up to 5k pace. Because that becomes a pretty epic workout.
Yeah.
And I suppose to break it down for people so it's not so daunting, it's basically 15 200s, so three times times five.
Yep.
And with just some recoveries that aren't proper recoveries, I guess, in there, eh? Like you're just keeping the heart rate up.
Yeah.
And I guess from a coaching point of view, I'm sort of looking at this as well. When you start to get towards the end of this workout, you're going to get some reasonably heavy legs.
Yep.
So there'll be two things going on, I imagine. I'm looking forward to trying this workout. But I imagine one thing that's going on is it gets harder to run that fast pace. So you've got to really focus in on that good technique.
Yep.
And then the other thing would be you're trying to flush out that fatigue and those recoveries. And those active recoveries. So
absolutely.
So kind of two keys. What do you focus on when the going gets tough and you have to try and run fast? What's your go-to cue?
Yeah, well for me, where I feel it in this workout, whether it be the first K, the third, the fifth, whatever it may be, it's the last 400. So when you got that slow 10 kilometer pace, 200, the last one of the rep, probably gets too confusing. That's where you're obviously not running too fast, but your legs are getting pretty tired already. The pace has already hit you. You've already done two fast 200s by then.
Yeah.
And then that last final 200, obviously it's kind of the home straight, but you 100% concentrate on technique. Just head up and just grinding it out. And to be fair, the first couple of times I've done this workout, the last 200 each rep went pretty hard, eh?
Yeah.
Hitting it and just trying to hit that 30 or 31 last 200. That line couldn't come fast enough.
That's quick. So everyone listening is like, do I have to run that last 230, 31? No, so reminder, this is your mile pace. So we're on tempofit.org. We've got a calculator. You can plug in your recent race time and that'll spit out your paces. And then I guess you need to convert them to 200 meter times, eh? So 30 seconds, what's that? 2 minutes 30 per K. So that's pretty quick for most people listening. Kind of 4 minute mile pace. Whereas I'm thinking in the case of me, I'm probably looking at doing those more like 34 seconds.
Yeah.
Make sure you work out, everyone listening, work out your numbers and don't try and match Cam with this one. So any other kind of trip wires to look out for in the weeds for this workout or any advice you'd give to people?
Any other advice? I guess when I say in the last 200, concentrate on your technique, it's each 200 in this. Each fast 200, you want to be concentrating on technique. And definitely don't go too hard in the first two, because everyone can get carried away, especially when you know you're going to be running reasonably quick.
Yeah.
Once again, just pace yourself.
It's
just key. Good old traditional advice there, but pace yourself. That always comes home true, you know.
True.
Yeah.
And what do you think? You mentioned sort of 2 to 2.5 minutes recovery. Would you expand that out a little bit again if you're feeling like you couldn't hold pace?
I'd say you could if you wanted. 2.5 minute recovery is pretty decent, I reckon, already.
Yeah.
So I'd say if you couldn't hold the 2.5 minute recovery, maybe look at the paces you're running.
Back off the pace, yeah.
Yeah, just a wee bit. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good. And I guess last question would be how you want to feel after the workout and the days after. Like, what would you do following a workout like this?
Yeah. Well, I guess the initial thoughts after actually finishing the workout, one, you're going to be stoked because your leg's going to be pretty tired, pretty pumped. It's like any workout where you've done a wee bit of speed, the days after you might feel a wee bit flat.
Yeah.
It's good just maybe the next day to just have a half an hour jog, just flush the legs out.
Cool.
And depending what your usual weekly mileage is, maybe that afternoon, the following day, you can get in another kind of just 45 minutes, hour cheeky run.
Yep.
You definitely may feel it in your legs. Cardiovascular wise, you should be all good. You should be all good.
Yeah. So it's more of a leg burner, I suppose, than a lung burner.
Yeah, it's kind of like after the workout, you feel like you could have been in the gym just hitting the leg squats or something.
Yeah. Cool. And it's funny that how good that 30-minute recovery run the next day actually works.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd think rest is best, but actually with fatigue from running, a little bit of movement.
Yep, get the blood flowing, just get it all flushed out, and then, you're good to go.
So just to wrap up, what's on the cards for you this year, 2020?
You've
had some injury niggles?
Just track season, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm more of an endurance guy. I like the 10K and the half marathons, that kind of thing. So on the track, I always get a little bit carried away a bit quickly. do a wee bit too much speed work and had a bit of a hammy issue.
Yeah.
But obviously 2020, looking ahead, I've got nationals in March down in Christchurch.
Cool.
Looking forward to seeing some cool people down there.
And 5K? And 15?
15, 5K, yeah.
Cool.
5K Friday night. I think good old Matty Bax has just entered.
Oh,
that should be pretty savage.
Here we go, reigning champ.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome to have him there.
So obviously you want to tick off that sub-14 at some stage.
I'm still haven't done it. Today.
Don't worry, I haven't either. So.
It's annoying.
You and me both.
Yeah, got to do it. I got a chance this afternoon, actually.
Cool.
Racing up here. The Sir Graham Douglas International, so there's a few Japanese guys to try to throw down with them. And then later in the year, my biggest goal, to be honest, is to break 64, hopefully run 63 mid for the half of Gold Coast.
Wicked.
And then just go on from there and see what happens.
Yeah. Nice. Well, keep up the great work, and I'd really encourage everyone to jump on the socials and, and give you a follow and chart your progress over time. But thanks for joining us, and thanks for the great workout.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me on the channel. Cheers, guys.
Well, thanks everyone for joining us. Thank you for Cam Graves for bringing us this fantastic workout, this cool gear-changing workout. I'm excited by it. I would love for you all to get out there and follow Cam on Instagram and YouTube. He puts out amazing content with his partner, Alana. So do check that out. Also, I want to encourage you all to go in the draw to win the massive prize of $150 from New Balance. So just tag us on Instagram and Facebook at Run Tempo Fit and at New Balance NZ to go into the draw. We would love to cheer you along, and we would love to be able to send you a little voucher to get your hands on some New Balance goodies. Get out there, crush the workout, everyone. Happy running. Hello, my fellow runners. I would love to connect with you all online. So please search for Run Tempo Fit on Instagram, Facebook, and Strava, and use the hashtag TempoFitWow to tag your workouts. And remember, during the month of February 2020, New Balance is giving away $150 of vouchers every week to fuel your run. So tag us in at Run Tempo Fit and at New Balance NZ to be in the draw to win. Finally, if you have enjoyed this podcast and you've got value out of this workout, would you mind giving us a little 5-star review through your podcast app and subscribing? That would be a huge help to us. Thank you, everyone. Happy running. We are back to the interview with Camille, picking up talking about the Doha World Champs.